A popular Outcast production.
Welcome back, friends and best friends, to Iowa Steel Bill's stuff.
I mean, you have to. It's Bill Russell.
I know. So, welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Hooray!
Woo!
I am driving with Chris Rao.
Oh, no, it's the fuzz! Right there.
Oh, there's a cop.
I told you.
Yeah.
You didn't believe me.
I didn't believe you.
I told you.
We are going to Dunkin' Donuts to record an episode. Dunkin' Donuts. Get it. Oh, boy. So, I'm getting over a cold.
Don't you dare.
I know how much you love hearing me cough.
I mean, I can't remember when you didn't cough.
I know. For, like, the first 2 months of this podcast, I had a cold.
I think as long as I've known you, you've had a cold.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think you've ever not been sick. And the entire time I've known you.
That's true.
It's weird how long we've known each other, too. It hasn't really been all that long.
No, we haven't known each other few hours, really.
But yeah, like, he picked me up on the way here.
Yeah,
like, he was going to Dunkin', and I was like, he stopped and was like, hey, where? And I was like, take me wherever.
I was like, hey, girl, how much?
And I was like, get me some coffee, and we'll call it even.
So we're going to Dunkin' Donuts. Hooray. I want to talk about being back in the area, because that's, like, the last episode I want to actually talk about that. And then we just, like, we were all just tired as fuck. Like, Bill and Kelsey and I were just, like, just all sleepy faces, so we just kind of got into, like, sleepy rambles. But we're going to get into that. But I'm going to wait till we get the bulk actually going into the Dunkin' of Donuts.
I mean, that's probably the best place. We're going to be there really soon, and you don't want to start something and then have to pause, and then...
I know.
Got to remember where you're, like... pick up where you left off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also want to talk about Sammy Tucson stuff again.
Yeah, definitely got to talk about Sam.
Yep, the Sammys. And,
little Sammy.
And Instagram. We'll talk about Instagram.
All right.
And pulling into Dunkin' Donuts.
Whoop,
whoop. Weird pulling in. All I usually ever do is pull out. Hi-yo! Gross.
Yeah, who pulls out? What are you, a barbarian?
That's why I only do anal.
I mean, they can't get pregnant.
Yep. We're going to pause now. We are in Dunkin' Donuts.
I sit back there.
We're incognito.
As you walk around with the recorder, like, in my mouth.
No one's seeing us.
He's right.
I'm going to interview the man working.
Are you?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
You look so awkward.
I know. I have to pee, too. I should record myself peeing.
You should.
Nah, that would be weird. I'll just record it with you and let you do whatever you do, and I'll be surprised when I have to listen.
Okay. That's cool. We'll leave a nice little surprise for you.
Chris is a professional podcaster.
I do it for a living. It's my only income.
Is that true?
No. Actually, yeah, right now it is.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't get...
Oh, my God.
I can't get my job.
I have to pee so bad.
Go pee.
No.
Okay.
Because I want to record myself ordering food and talking to this fine gentleman.
Well, you can...
What's his name?
Order
Brock? What does that say?
I think it says Bjork.
He's Finnish. Or Swedish. What was Bjork?
I think she's Finnish. Maybe Icelandic?
Icelandic, yeah. I used
she's
to love
Icelandic.
Her.
What's the name, like Bjork?
I know.
She's real.
You ever see Dance in the Dark?
No.
Oh, the Bjork movie?
Is it good?
About Lars von Trier? Oh, it's
I've
the
heard
best.
Of it. I
bawled my fucking eyes out. All right, I'm going to move up here and assert myself.
An ACL or MCL or PCL, it'll just feel like it's giving out to either side.
Okay, have a good one.
What's that? I think it is. Hello, sir. So I'm recording myself right now. Can I get a large iced coffee? Coffee flavored, please.
Okay.
And
cream or sugar?
Nope.
Okay.
Just coffee. And that's all. Bogut.
Okay. It's gonna be $2.43.
Thank you. Thank you. Handing this off to Chris. I'm going to go pee now.
All right. I will. What should I get, audience? What should I get? Decisions. Hello. Can I get a medium mocha culotta? And I will take one of your cookie dough donuts.
Would you like any whipped cream on your culotta?
No, thanks.
Okay. It's going to be $4.59.
I live on the edge, but not that far on the edge. There you go. Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
You have a good night.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. I think he's back. He's coming back. He's back.
I told him you're back.
Well, it's going to be so loud handing this thing off.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you as well. Yeah, that coffee.
You need a straw?
Oh, yeah. It's iced. You have to have a straw for iced coffee.
I don't know how you feel about straws. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Who's that? Should we interview him?
If you want to, you can.
I'm going
to
interview him.
It's pretty cool. We're recording a podcast right now.
Oh, you are?
Yep. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Zach.
Hi, Zach. All right, Zach. What's the most important life lesson you've learned so far in your life? How old are you?
18.
What's the most important life lesson you've ever learned?
Was Ireland. It's pretty great.
Don't apply to them.
We'll go over here and talk because he's interviewing him for his podcast.
Not good enough. Next.
We just came out. Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than don't apply to Dunkin'.
Yeah, it took like a week.
You heard it here first. Don't apply to Dunkin'.
I'm returning.
Is your coffee good?
It's really cool.
I didn't drink it yet, man.
Well, we made it with love.
Well, thank you. You're very sweet.
So, that's why, like, I wish I would have had, like, a...
Back to the podcast.
Just, like, living by myself in a flat. But what are you going to do?
Chris, you're ruining this episode.
That's fine.
Quit knowing people.
I'm sorry.
Who's this?
This is my friend Nathan.
Friend Nathan, say hello.
Hello.
Friend Nathan, what's the most important life lesson you've learned so far, and how old are you? Not in that order.
So, I am 20 years old, and I think that everyone should experience diversity.
That's cliche.
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's really
you
cliche.
You don't like it? What?
It's not a bad answer. I'm just saying it's really cliche. Everyone should experience diversity.
It's the worst answer.
Right? Like, what? Did you, like, open up a textbook to what you should answer that? To, like, what? It, like, he opened up a book that was like, if you ever ask this, answer this.
About anything? What do I think the most important life lesson is?
Yep.
I think our courts should focus more on treatment and prevention rather than punishment.
Awful. Hated it. I'm just kidding.
He's just a douchebag.
All right, man.
Well, we're going to go sit back here in the corner by ourselves and not bother people.
Sorry if I made your podcast
dirty. No, it's okay. It's fine. That's what it's for.
Thank you for ruining my podcast.
Yeah, don't.
My
you didn't ruin it.
My most important life lesson is not to be a loser.
I hope I picked that up. Oh, God. Worst.
That was the best. That was the best. And he couldn't have said it in a more deflated,
I know.
Ruined way.
All right, I'm going to set this thing here. Hopefully we can not knock everything around on the table.
It's a sturdy table.
I'm like tapping and touching.
I won't touch it again. I swear.
It's probably, this episode's going to sound like shit, but...
Or great.
Or great. One of the two.
No, the echo that's back here in this corner...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the worst.
I might not even use that. I might just use it for fun. I'm a lot louder than you, so it should be closer to you.
Whatever. That's true. You do have a booming voice.
I know. And this echo is going to make a bass. That bass.
That boom, boom bass. By the way, Black Eyed Peas would say.
I just want to put out right now that I hate when I order coffee, and I just say coffee-flavored coffee when they still ask me if I want sugar and cream. No.
But it does.
Coffee.
But there's a different, like, coffee can have cream and sugar in it, and that doesn't alter, like, that doesn't give it an alternate flavor.
Wrong. Well, here's a charger. Is there a plug? You can charge your phone in?
What are they, savages?
There's one right there on that wall, but that's so far away.
Yeah, I mean, we could migrate to that table. The echo might not be worse there, but then we have to get
up. Yeah, and then there's loud music.
That's true. Yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
Am I going to have to pay rights for this music?
I don't think so. We'll talk over it the entire time. I don't even know what it is. No, none of the listeners are going to know. That's true.
So, all right. So we're going to do me moving back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about me moving back, Chris.
Yeah, have a guest on to talk about, like, yourself. That's pretty great. So, I'll interview you.
Oh, yeah, how dare you talk about myself on my own fucking podcast.
I mean, every single episode you have someone on, you're like, I'm going to talk about me for a little while, if you guys don't mind. That's my impression of you. It was really good.
Good one.
I was happy with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But anyways, so what's it like living back in the area?
All right, I'm done talking about myself now. That's well,
awesome. So what's it like living back in the area?
I don't like where you're
Where did you move from? Where did you live before this?
Everyone knows this already.
No one knows it.
Oh, that's right. I never actually said where I lived.
Yeah. Well, and now you don't live there anymore, so you can, like, say.
Yeah. I lived in what is considered the northern tier in Pennsylvania.
So, like, the New York state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, I lived in New York's asshole.
Do you find it weird that, like, when you, like, there's this weird, like, paradox you get into when you go north in Pennsylvania, where it's almost like you're going south?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's so strange.
Yeah, the farther north you get,
the more south you go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the more southern in the country it seems to be.
Yeah.
It's awful, yeah.
I mean, with the exception of the weather.
Yeah. Lived out in the Appalachians.
Did you?
Yeah, lived on a fucking mountain. But I'm done with that mountain life.
I mean, that's probably why you have the cough.
Oh my god.
From living in the mountains.
You have a heart-shaped donut.
I do, it's cookie dough. Do you want to split it? Let's split it.
I hate cookie dough.
You do not.
Yeah, no, for realsies, I hate cookie dough. That looks disgusting.
That does look pretty gross. I shouldn't have ripped it. I might not eat it now that I tore it in half.
Now that you're seeing,
now I'm seeing
the
now
shame
I'm seeing
of that donut.
Yeah, it's gross. For those of you who aren't watching, it looks like someone ate, like, tapioca and then just threw it up into my donut they drink, like, a Pepsi.
That looks, that is what that looks like. It looks awful.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's the worst. I should have never split it. I can't believe you let me do that. Yeah. You didn't stop me sooner.
You've made a horrible mistake.
I did. I don't know. I'm still going to eat it.
Well, naturally.
I'm just not going to look at it.
The outside looks good.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to watch you eat this in disgust. Oh, God. That drips on my recorder. I'm going to be pissed. Oh, you son of a bitch.
So, anyway.
So I moved back here. Essentially, I got better job opportunities here. And I miss my friends. I miss the area. And I have a girlfriend.
I mean,
I'm not going to say which in order they were of importance. But
yeah,
if you listen to this, you probably know.
So, how was it, though, living so far from, like, friends? Like, did you live with family where you lived?
Yeah. Okay. Which was the worst also.
I mean, I can't imagine it being that great.
Yeah, I'm too old for that shit. But, social life up there sucked. Like, I had a couple of decent friends I made up there, but, like, I mean, my whole life is back here. And then the whole long-distance relationship thing is the worst. And me telling you this as you just lived in Ireland for the last 3 months.
I mean, we can talk about that then. Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, like, you and your lady were, like, you guys have been dating for how long?
It'll be 3 years in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, like, I started dating Kelsey while living up north.
Yeah.
Like, and then after, like, it just, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Believe me, when you're, like, a 7-hour flight from your significant other, like, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, I was, like, a 2.5-hour drive. Realistically, a 1.5-hour drive if I'm speeding.
I was $700 and 7.5 hours away from seeing my girlfriend for 3 months. So, I'm not, like, trying to say my situation was, like, worse or anything.
I am,
like that,
though.
But I'm saying, like, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, when you say, like, long distance is hard, like, it's,
like,
tough.
To come down here and visit for, like, 2 days was one paycheck for me.
Yeah.
Like, in gas money and hanging out money and food money.
Yeah.
Like, it cost about a paycheck. And I was coming down here almost 4 times a week, or 4 times a month.
Yeah.
Which, that was all of my paychecks.
Yeah.
So, realistically, I
you couldn't afford it.
No, I couldn't afford to.
But realistically, like, I'd honestly rather not see my girlfriend for 3 months straight than only being able to see her for, like, 2 days and then not again for 5, and then for 2 days and then not again for 5, like...
I don't know, man. Like, well, I know she has plans on going backpacking in Europe near the end of the year, and I think she's gonna be gone for like 2 or 3 months, and I'm so worried about it.
See,
like I know that's like so far in advance, and yeah, blah blah blah, but like I just know me.
Like, yeah, see, my thing with it is, and I don't know if you're like this, but I have separation anxiety really bad. Mm-hmm. Like my senior paper in high school, I wrote on separation anxiety disorder in humans,
oh,
and like how most people, like there's nothing you can really do for it because like normal anxiety medicine doesn't work for it,
mm-hmm,
and most people like grow out of it by the time they're no longer a toddler.
Yeah.
But sometimes something that happens in your life can cause it to not go away. Like if something traumatic happens at the age where you should grow out of it,
mm-hmm,
that could cause you to not grow out of it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the age I should have grown out of it was when my mom left my dad.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's why I have it so bad. And, like, I'd rather, like, be really depressed and have, like, separation anxiety for, like, a couple weeks, mm-hmm, and then not have to see that person again than, like, because, like, when I take my girlfriend back to school in Philly and stuff like that,
mm-hmm,
I get, like, really depressed when it's time to leave, to the point where like I cry the whole drive home.
Yeah.
Like all, the entire 2.5 hour drive home, I cry.
It might not be as bad. Like I'm trying to think. Like I was like, I wouldn't know when I would see her again.
Yeah.
Like I would come down here, hang out for a day or two. I would go back home, and just know there'd be an indefinite amount of time, and not know when I would be able to see her again, when I'd be able to afford it, when I would be able to like do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, like, yeah, like, if you know, it's going to be, oh, we're going to do a 3-month thing, I'm coming back on this date.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then life will be wonderful again.
Yeah.
But, how are you doing, sir?
You don't look too great. Kitchen noises.
I know. Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be listenable.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting.
I'm going to put it up no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I would not, I'm still going to listen no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
And I lived it.
Yeah, we experienced it firsthand.
But yeah, no, like, even sometimes, like, if I'm just taking Kara home,
mm-hmm,
to, like, her mom's, like, if she spent a couple days at my house and then I'm taking her home to her mom's, like, mm-hmm, in the summer or whatever, even leaving her then, knowing I'm only 17 minutes away,
yeah,
I still get, like, that puppy-dog separation anxiety, like, I don't know if I'll see you again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just, and it's not, like, it's just, like, there's nothing I can do about it. It just happens, and I just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
it's weird. Dating is great, but it's weird.
Yeah, it's I often say it's simultaneously the best and the worst.
Yeah, I think right now I'm still like, it's still like early in hours, so it's still like only the best right now.
Yeah, as long as you don't think about it, because like,
like
something. What if like something traumatic happens and one of you die?
Oh my god.
But, like, that's the things I think
you're
about.
You're the worst.
Though. That's the things I think about, though. Sure, the honeymoon phase is great, but then, like, also, too, like, the, like, so, one thing about, like, my girlfriend and I is, like, I'm not trying to say we're, like, a great couple, we're better than any other couple, but I feel like we've never left the honeymoon phase. Like, we've just been so close to each other since we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, like, we got really close, like, I think we got, like, after we were together, like, 5 months, we got, like, disgustingly close.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're to the point where, like, we've never had, like, a significant fight.
Oh.
In the 3 years we've been together, we've never had, like, an I hate you moment where I left the house and drove away.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like, we've never had, like, a dispute, like, a bad one. And I'm not trying to say, like, oh, we're a better couple or anything like that, but, like, it's just, like, I don't even know why I brought that up. I guess I just wanted to brag about how, like, I'm in a good relationship.
So, what you're saying is your relationship is better than anyone else's ever, and everyone else should go fuck themselves.
I mean, that's subjective, but yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, no matter what point you're at in a relationship, it's going to suck for it to not be in existence anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like,
this is, like, I will say this is easily, like, the first serious relationship I've been in 7, 8 years. About 7 years, I think.
That's pretty crazy.
The better part of a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's great. I love it, but
I mean,
there are things I'm afraid of.
Yeah. If you don't count the girl who forced me to date her in fourth grade, mm-hmm. like, she forced me to be her boyfriend, or she'd beat me up. Like, that was my choices. It was like, be my boyfriend, that's, or I'm gonna
That's pretty much what Kelsey did, man.
Yeah, I mean, and I was like, all right, I'll be your boyfriend, I guess.
Was that Kelsey?
And then, and then again in, like... Again in sixth grade, the same girl asked me to be her boyfriend. This is the first time I'm ever telling this story. This is the only time in my life I've ever been an asshole. Mm-hmm. In sixth grade, we had like the sixth grade dance because we were leaving the elementary school, going to high school. So like at the end of the year, they had a big celebratory dance for us. Mm-hmm. The day.
Is it the first time or the only time?
This is the only time I've ever been an asshole. Right. Like, I think, like, I to the point where, like, I think...
I interject here and say I disagree.
So, no, wait till you hear what I did.
Because like, you're always an asshole.
Yeah, I'm pretty hard.
Sorry, I didn't make that joke.
No, I'm a pretty bad person.
No, I'm sure.
But
anyway.
This is the first thing... This is... Okay, let's put this... This is the only thing that I look back on that I did in my life, and I'm like, I might be a bad human being awesome. For this.
All right, let's get into this.
So,
let's delve.
So, like, the last day of sixth grade, mm-hmm. she, like, spills her heart out to me, and she confesses me, like, she's had a crush on me since, like, forever, and, like, she wants me to be her boyfriend and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was, like, immune to emotions at the time, so I was just like, okay. She's like, so will you be my boyfriend? I'm like, can I think about it for a little bit? And I talked to my friends about it, and they were, like, at the time, I was, like, a jockey douchebag guy. Like, I played sports and stuff.
Weird.
Yeah. So they were like, yeah, date her. And then if you just don't like her, just dump her at the dance. And I was like, all right, that sounds like a win-win for me. So, like, I was like, whatever, I'll give her a chance. And, like, we were dating. And then, like, that night at the dance, like we did, like, the first slow dance together. And then I, like, walked up to her and I was like, bleep, like, I'm not gonna say her name, but I was like, bleep, I don't think I want to be your boyfriend at the sixth grade dance, like 45 minutes into it, and just like ruined her night. And like I'll say this much, I think I made her some friends for how horrible of a human being I was. Like, I think she goes to school at like Penn State or maybe Misericordia or something. Like she's in college.
Is that code for she killed herself that night?
Yeah. But there was like, yeah, Misericordia. But no, she's like there was, she made like, there was like 50 girls that night who like talked to her and hung out with her who were never her friends before, I don't think. And I was like, well, at least something good came out of this, right? She still has my goddamn turtle though. I won a turtle in the raffle.
Like an actual turtle?
No, like a stuffed turtle. That is the worst noise.
Yeah, ever.
Sorry about that. We might cut this out. Hold on.
Someone's steaming milk and getting ruining my podcast.
So open the door and be like, can you stop?
I don't know who that is.
I think it's Nathan.
Oh, is it?
I think he'd find it funny if he like just popped it open a little bit and was like, oh, excuse me?
Oh, walk away.
So anyway, I won like a raffle, mm-hmm. and like I won like the stuffed turtle, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. And then like to console her after I dumped her, I was like, well, you can have this turtle. And she was like, took it. And then like, I think in like 10th or 11th grade, I'm not like, it might be like douchey of me to assume that like she liked me again, but there was one day like she randomly came up to me and was like, you know, I still have that turtle you gave me.
Oh, she's still
like
you.
I was like, that's pretty fucking creepy. You know that, right?
Oh my god, you were an asshole even then.
No, I didn't say that, but I was like, oh, that's sweet. And it didn't go into
what's her. That kid's name?
Nathan.
I'm going to go quickly incognito tell him to keep it down. Comedically, hopefully. Oh, there's a girl there.
Damn it, there's a girl there now.
Abort mission.
Abort. Female.
Chocolate on my fucking...
I did not.
There was a chocolate chip.
You're a chocolate chip.
You didn't see that chocolate chip I threw on the goddamn ground?
No, I don't see a chocolate chip on the goddamn ground.
I threw it on the ground.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
That's a good song. I like Mr. Monley. But yeah, no, like, that moment in sixth grade is the only thing I'm not proud of in my... Like, that's the thing where I'm like, that was a bad move on my part.
I did a similar thing. I think I talked about it in the Mike Bennett episode. But... There was a girl who had... I was good friends with her, and she had a big crush on me. And I knew about it. I think this was in 8th grade. And she wanted to be my girlfriend. And I was nervous about it. Just because I was like, oh, a girl. And then I said yes at a football game. And then I think I broke up with her at the end of the first quarter because I heard she kissed some other boys, and I was like,
can't be having none of that.
Too much pressure.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm not ready for this kind of commitment.
Yeah, the weirdest thing, too, is, like, as, like, a sixth grader, like, as long as they're, like, whatever gender you prefer, you pretty much have a crush on them. Like, that's what I remember about sixth grade. It's like, if they were a gender I was into, I, like, had a crush on them.
Yeah, I had crushes on a lot of girls, but if any girl ever had a crush on me, it terrified me.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had a crush on this girl, and then in sixth grade when she was like, will you be my boyfriend? I was like, ew, gross. You want to be my girlfriend?
You're such a shit piece. Oh, that's fun. I enjoyed that. That's a fun story. I want to ask this girl a question. Maybe she'll be on a podcast. You know who she is?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess we're not talking to her then. Talk to some rando.
I think that'd be hilarious if you did.
I do like talking to random people and ask them the most important life lesson they've ever known.
No, I don't think anyone will ever beat David, so.
Oh my god. Don't be a loser like me.
Yeah. Be culturally diverse or something. And then you're like, come on, that's a cop out. And it's like, okay. And the one about the government. And then you're like, come on, that's the worst thing. It's like, don't be a loser like me. That was hilarious.
I hope they heard that. I hope that
picked up. It probably did. What did Zach say? What was his answer?
Oh, some dumb bullshit.
Well, I feel like you put someone on the spot, they're going to come up with cliche.
I think he said, don't apply to Duncan.
That's pretty great. That's a good life lesson.
Yeah, unless you want money and you want to be a contribute to society.
Also, he might lose his job now that this goes live.
I hope so. I hope he loses his job.
Could you imagine if...
And his family.
That's a deep cut. Mike Carpenter.
What's your most important life lesson?
Don't be friends with Chris Ralph. Don't ever fall in love with Chris Ralph. Because it'll break your heart.
Hey, all right. I've been with the same girl for 3 years now.
Yeah, until you break her heart.
That's never going to happen, because I love her.
Aww.
I'm just saying.
Mushies.
I'm just saying. I had a feeling that this was going to get mushy, this episode, because you're like...
I'm trying not to mush out. Like, I told Kelsey so hard I would try not to ever mush out my podcast. But I know it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, what's wrong with mushing out?
Because, actually, I don't even know if she really gives a shit that much. I think it's more like I feel like she will feel weird if I mush out.
Are you afraid that people are going to hear, like, your booming monotone voice and, like, not take your mushiness seriously?
I have no idea. But,
like
I get
mushy. Like, in that last episode, you're like, yeah, she's pretty all right.
Oh,
and I was like, I could tell it was from the heart.
Oh, yeah. I am the biggest mush bag. I'm more mushier than you.
No way. Dude, I
know you say this.
Mm-mm.
I am a mushy son of a bitch. I am the most emotional, sentimental.
This episode will be the mush episode. Share some mushy stories.
I was going to say.
We'll play one for one.
When we get out of my car, you asked why I have a singular packet of fucking hot sauce from Taco Bell. Because it has a cute message on it, and she passed it to me at Taco Bell in a cutesy way, so I kept it and put it in my car.
Yeah, I have...
I'm not going to share mushy shit, because I don't know if she's going to be worried about it. I just want to make sure she's cool.
I don't think she'll be...
Well, I'll talk to you later on. You can tell your mushy shit, and I'll tell pseudo-mushy things that aren't that mushy.
That's so stupid. So, I'll just tell one, like...
We're still me,
like,
Chris.
So...
I'm not going to sabotage a good thing.
I'm just saying it's kind of silly if she's, like, if she was, like... Mike, I'm sorry, but I can't handle you being mushy.
I feel bad talking about her while she's not here.
She's fine.
Well, we're gonna pick her up, but she's gonna be in this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say whatever time she gets off, we'll drive there, pick her up, and then ambush her with a podcast.
Okay.
that sounds fun.
But no, like, I'm going to say I have hoarder tendencies where I guess this kind of constitutes my mushiness, but, like, I attach sentimental value to non-living things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will not throw away last year's birthday cards until I get this year's birthday cards.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, what if one of my family members dies in that time and this is the last card I got from them?
Like, I do that with some things, but not like cards. Like, cards to me don't mean shit unless it's like, if they wrote something nice inside.
Exactly.
It, and it has to be like a personal thing.
Yeah, and like, most of my family writes personal stuff in my cards.
Different.
So that's why I keep.
Like I said, those I would keep forever.
Yeah. But then when I get like new, like this year's model, I throw away last year's model.
I would keep last year's.
But like,
I'm the same way. Like, I have...
I say
I have
that makes you more of a horrible person than breaking that poor girl's heart in sixth grade.
Do you think so?
Throwing away your family's love.
I think that's pretty bad. I think what I did in sixth grade was pretty bad.
Yeah. I think throwing away your family's love is terrible.
But when I was in... What is even going on with this? Oh, I have, like, a bunch of, like, notes that I keep on me that Kara wrote. Like, I keep... From when we were in high school together, I have the first note she ever wrote me. I always keep that in my wallet. I have this one note that it says, I love you, but it's like takes up the whole paper, and the I, the love, and the you are all written with smaller I love yous. Oh, so like there's these big, it's like a bunch of little tiny ones to make like the ones like 2 inches big.
Yeah.
And like that was just like, I was like, I can't throw this away because like you, like blood, sweat, and tears went into this. And
you still have that?
Yeah, I still have that one.
Do you have it tattooed on you?
I was thinking about like a back piece. Like shoulder to shoulder.
Not, then you're not sweet at all.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. I just like, I just don't like, she, like, my girlfriend likes to do this thing sometimes where like she'll come to my house while I'm like not in my room.
Mm-hmm.
She'll like sign, like write things on post-it notes to like put them places, and I never will remove them from wherever she put them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never take them off of wherever she put them. Like, even, like, she had one that she stuck to my laptop, like, a year ago, and I traveled to Ireland with it. Like, it was on top of my laptop. Like, it was on the lid of the laptop, and, like, I just put it in my bag, and it just stayed with me. It stayed on my computer. And then, like, the sticky wore off, and I taped it back on.
That's actually really cute. Like, I'm such a softie. I'm like, aw, that's...
Yeah, no, like...
kind of adorable.
That's the thing, like, and, like...
I'm not going to share any of these, but...
You have to.
I can't right now. I will at some point, I'm sure, but, like... Okay, granted, you're in a 3-year relationship.
Yeah.
I'm in a 3-month relationship so far. I don't want to, like, sabotage anyone's trust or some bullshit.
Time is relative, man.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
Yeah,
it's a human construct.
Okay, Ben. That's not a joke.
Yeah. That was some vampire baseball.
I was going to say, I'm hoping you even got that. But,
yeah, okay. I did.
But... Anyway, speaking of Ben, check out my mom.
Yeah.
We'll plug that real quick. Plug my mom. Actually, I'm going to go smoke.
No mic, open mic.
You sit here and you plug. Let's look at that.
Okay, so, okay, I'll plug whatever.
I don't know why you're turning away from me while you talk to it.
Because I like to look at the screen. I feel like I'm talking to a person.
Yeah, how about you look at my ass as I get up?
You know it.
Pull my pants up.
Don't pull them up, because then I can't see that booty.
Girl.
I'm just going to be quiet so that people can listen to Michael Bublé.
Oh, no. just talk to it. I'll be fast. Godspeed.
All right. So, plugs. Well, you can go to www.youtube.com/... I think it's Mike's No Mic Open Mic Official... You could probably just type in Min Mom Official or even just Min Mom and find it, but Mike Carpenter and I have both performed there in the past. You can... I'm pretty sure Mike's Twitter handle is still Mike's Shit, but I'm not sure. I don't know if he tweets anymore. You can Snapchat him on MIUWMC, it's the initials for mixing it up with Mike Carpenter. He loves hitting some Snapchat. If you get really close to him, he'll send you some real exciting Snapchats. Mike, you might want to cut that out. I don't know if you do. As for myself, my Snapchat is at OUKETITHEYETI. That's pronounced Ook Eddie the Yeti. That's my Twitter handle, my Snapchat handle, my Instagram handle, which is something Mike Carpenter wanted to talk about, so I'll bring that up to him. I'll make sure he brings it up. Oh no, the police are here. Let's see. What else? I don't know what else to plug. I guess go to the Popular Outcast Network. Yeah, a cop actually just walked in to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not lying, it's not a stereotype. The fuzz are here. Go to Popular Cast Production Network. I am a I am a co-host of the Delusional Owners podcast. I have been on the Popular Outcast podcast, and I think I was even on Popular Outcast Gaming, which isn't a podcast anymore. I've also, you can go there to listen to my old podcast, Yes Men. It was an advice podcast, and maybe if enough people demand it, we might be able to bring it back. How cool would that be? I'd get to give people advice, because someone who dumped a girl during her sixth grade dance should be a person that should, you know, have an advice podcast. I can teach people how to be horrible human beings. And he's back. Yeah, I picked up the recorder and I was like, oh no, the cops are here. And then I put it down and talked like I normally was. And then I was talking some more and then I picked it up again and I was like, no, seriously, a cop actually walked in.
I want to see if I can ask him the life lesson question.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm not right now. I'm waiting to walk by him. Like, excuse me. Oh, shit.
Damn. You waited. You missed your chance. You should have went up like you were going to get another drink or a donut or something. And then just been like, excuse me, sir.
He's all business, too.
Yeah, no, he's... Maybe he saw... I bet you I know what happened, because he didn't walk out with anything.
I know.
He probably... And he looked... He, like, eyeballed me a lot when he came in here. So I think he saw us, like, driving past with you holding the recorder. And then...
Oh, there was trouble.
And then he saw your vehicle here, and he's like, I'm going to go in and check what's happening. And, like, he had to talk to the people at the counter and be like...
You didn't say what town this is yet, did you?
I don't know. I didn't say the town.
I want to stay as non-local as possible.
Yeah, no, I know. I got you. I got your back.
Yeah.
I just said we were at Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't say
Well, yeah, that's fine. Everywhere. If you live in America, you live at Dunkin' Donuts.
Pretty much.
So.
Dunkin' Donuts weren't a thing in Ireland.
No?
No.
I didn't say, what were you talking about while I was going?
I just plugged everything.
Oh, okay.
I plugged all of your stuff. Is your Twitter still Mike's shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, he hasn't tweeted in a while, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've been, like, I've been kind of, like...
Yeah, no, you've
I've
got a girlfriend.
I've been neglecting life.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it happens. I mean...
yeah.
But I plugged your Snapchat, which you... You've really been slacking on that.
I haven't.
It breaks my heart.
I know.
But I haven't seen your balls in so long.
Well, now I feel bad, like, sending it up.
Because they're Kelsey's balls.
What?
You can't tell me to not say that. That was hilarious.
I'm not.
You can cut that out.
No, I'm not going to cut it out, but I'm not commenting on anything related to that nature. But, no. I
can't believe I made you uncomfortable. That's a first.
I will not send out nudity to anybody while I'm in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Even like a buddy?
I don't know. I don't think we've discussed it.
Because like I could see you being like, you know, I'm not gonna send it to like randos, but like,
well, I don't think she would give a shit if I sent my balls like dressed up as like a unicorn or something.
Yeah, no, like I miss like the balls wearing Santa hats and stuff like that. Like they were the best.
Yeah, I like the holiday ones.
What I want to start doing on Snapchat is like when I get a shower, I'm fully naked.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna draw clothes over myself.
Oh, don't do
except
that.
For like a little spot.
God, I hope I can remove that somehow.
And then just like. Like, if it happens,
I will find a way to hack Snapchat headquarters.
They'll be the only ones you've ever screenshotted of mine.
I've screenshot ones of yours before.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, I screenshot everybody. My screenshot folder got like just over 1,000.
I don't even know how to screenshot on it.
I can show you.
Yeah, do you just like, do you click the volume in the thing? Because like my phone, you have
You have what? An S4?
Yeah.
On an S4, there's two ways to screenshot. You have like the swipe thing. But then you can go into your settings and change it to just so you know, like, it's, I don't know if yours is volume or power, but mine's power clear.
Okay.
Or power back. I'm sure yours is either volume back or power back.
Because I found it's very difficult to like swipe to screen capture while the photo's up.
Yeah, you can't do it. No, you can't.
It's impossible.
Yeah, but no, you can screenshot. I'll show you them.
Cool.
But anyway.
But I also brought up, I plugged my Instagram while you were out there.
Oh, cool.
Because I know you said you wanted to talk about
it. Well, yeah, so I finally got an Instagram. I got it more just because I'm just a weirdo, and I know Kelsey has one, so I wanted to get one. So
I mean,
be a person and follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I have one, but, like, I don't use, I'm such, like, a hipster
douchebag. Like, I fucking hate myself. But, like, I don't use any of the filters or anything. I just want somewhere where, like, I can catalog photos. You know what I mean? That's what I use it for.
See, that's on my laptop.
I use it for, like, as a backup. Well, I mean, now I've got, like, my nice camera, so I've, like, stopped taking pictures with this, and I use my camera. But, like, when I had this, I would just take pictures of things and put them in Instagram, because, like, I don't have a memory card in my phone.
Yeah, see, I should, like, I should eventually, like, load all my shit to the cloud. Like, I mean, I have Google Drive, and I have, like, what, like, 10 gigs of storage.
Yeah, Google Drive's pretty great.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right. But, yeah, I really should, like, do the cloud thing, because I have, like, an external hard drive that I keep all my shit on also as backup, but, like, I have, like, almost 2 terabytes filled up on that, and I'm afraid that, like, it's going to, like, die someday. And it's an old
so you
hard
need
drive.
A hard drive for your hard drive.
I need to upload my entire hard drive onto the cloud somehow, which would take years. Trying to, because it's, like, USB, like, old.
Yeah. Like, it's like USB 1.0.
Well, I think it is 2.0.
Oh,
but
that's,
like,
not too bad then.
No, but, like, it's not 3.0.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've got me there, pal.
Well, yeah, but it's almost 2 terabytes, though.
Yeah.
Like, 2 terabytes of anything
that would take
on 2.0 is going to be forever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, well, what else we got? Instagram. I do want to talk about Instagram. I never had an Instagram. I never saw a point to it. I still don't know if I see a point to it.
Yeah. Like I said, I like it to just, like, catalog photos.
Yeah. Like, okay, so the point of Instagram, as I see it, is what I think it is. Okay, it's a place to upload photos to share them with people.
Yeah. It's Twitter without words.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that what Facebook is?
What I like about... I think the reason Instagram caught on is because of, like...
celebrities and shit?
Instagram caught on because, like, filters.
Oh, that's it?
Built-in filters. That's the only reason. But see, the reason I like to...
I haven't even used it. I haven't even uploaded a photo yet.
But see, like, the reason I like to use Instagram over Facebook to, like, upload a picture I take is because sometimes I just like to take pictures of ridiculous things, and, like, it's not Facebook-worthy, so I just throw it on Instagram.
Oh, I have a bunch of messages.
Oh, boy. Like, coming home from Virginia once?
Might not have Kelsey in this episode.
Oh, why?
She has to work a lot later than what she thought she was.
That sucks.
Yeah. But whatever, we can hang out for a while. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cool.
But, like, coming home from Virginia when I went to vacation there this past summer with my girlfriend, we stopped at, like, a super sketchy 7-Eleven because we both had to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, we got, like, 20 minutes outside of Virginia Beach, and we're like, oh, man, we forgot to pee before we left. We should do that. So we stopped at this, like, 7-Eleven. And it was really, it was, like, the sketchiest 7-Eleven ever. Like, it was in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by, like, forest on all sides.
Yeah.
Pretty much, with the exception of, like, the parking lot and the highway, it was just, like, forest, highway, 7-Eleven. It was so sketchy. But they had Shaq soda there. They had this, like, they had, you know, Arizona Iced Tea?
Yeah.
Arizona Iced Tea makes, like, a, like, all-natural soda that's sponsored by Shaquille O'Neal.
Weird.
And, like, I just bought it because I, like, Shaq's face was on it. And, like, I wouldn't post that to Facebook, but then I was on Instagram.
That's... Well, okay, I get that. Yeah, see, I think I'm just going to use it to post funny shit.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get... I'm sure I won't, like, stay on it. I don't think it's something I'm going to, like... It's going to be a lasting thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, Snapchat, to me, seems like it's going to be a lasting deal. I love Snapchat. My Snapchat score is almost 36,000.
Really? How do you find out your score?
If you go to... go to your friends list, click on your own name, go to best friends, and then it'll show your score up top.
Oh, cool.
Also, you can just, like, go, like, right to your main Snap screen. Like if you, like, if you just go, like, to your main little menu bullshit, you know, like, where it shows all your, like, your snaps and, like, old snaps and that kind of bullshit, if you just click on the word Snapchat up top, it'll show you 2 numbers. The first one is the amount of snaps you've sent, and the second one is the amount of snaps you've received.
Mm.
And you can just add those two together, obviously.
That's cool. I had no idea. I didn't know any of these things about Snapchat.
There's all weird shit.
I've just been sending my...
Before, like, they updated it now, because now they have, like, filters and all the weird shit.
For you?
No, because I have old Android.
I was going to say, because they don't have it for any Android yet, I don't think.
Yeah, they do. If you have 4.0 or higher.
I don't have any...
Do you know how to use them? Because you're like...
Maybe not. I thought I did.
Now I'm going to pause this so we can learn about Snapchat.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pause this. Pause. Oh, God. We got Adele to bring down the mood. All right, so anyway, we're going to go head out for a little bit, and we're going to try to find other people, and we'll resume this podcast later.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so say goodbye.
Bye.
We'll be back. Peace. This would be a good place for me to put commercials on.
Yeah.
I love my commercial.
Yeah, no, it's simultaneously the best and the worst.
That's why I love it, because everyone hates it so much. Mm. You listen to the last one, I put the Sammy Tucson filters on.
No.
Oh, yeah, because last time I put...
I got halfway through that.
Yeah, I put my Sammy Tucson filters in the ad also, just to make it extra awful. I love it. So anyway,
just
back.
That whisper, like, I can feel your breath. Because I always listen with earbuds.
I know.
And, like, I feel like you blowing in my
ear. I've heard people say, like, it feels like they could, like, feel my breath in their ear.
Yeah.
I love that. So, all right, we'll be back. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
We're back. We're resuming recording. Right now, Chris is playing in the snow like a giant child. We're coming to have a special mystery guest. I think I see him now. That pretty son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful he is.
I was so close.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
Let's Gucci.
Oh, God, don't say Gucci. I think that word has been said at least 3 times in this episode.
Chris, calm down the ADHD.
All right, so who are you?
Andrew Smith.
You son of a bitch.
Total son of a bitch.
All right, so we're going to find a place to record at, and then I'll resume this. Peace.
Send a letter to the mayor.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're back. We're going to end this episode now just because we have a new person to talk to.
I'm like a dingleberry on the end of this episode.
You're just a little pebble of poop stuck, that can't get off till next week.
Stuck in the hair.
Oh, God.
Tangled up.
That's one of the, like, parts of not having a hairy butthole is dingleberries aren't an issue for me.
I wouldn't know about that. My butthole.
I don't have a hairy bagel. All
right, so we're going to end this shit now. We'll talk about Sammy Tucson later.
Yeah, next episode.
Sure. Well, maybe. Whatever.
I'm sure Andrew has opinions.
Oh, I've got opinions.
All right. So where do we even end off on? I'm not going to use the pooping thing.
I hope not.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
People already have your phone number. They don't need to know what you poop like.
Yeah. Especially because it wasn't normal poop. Like, it's not fair to hold me to that standard for poop.
Yeah, totally.
That was very not normal.
So anyway.
The last thing we talked about was, like, I think we left off at a good point where we didn't have to continue.
All right, so did you plug everything?
I think so. You can plug again just in case I didn't. No one's going to be like, oh, he plugged twice.
Yeah, all right, so yeah, Snapchat, my favorite thing in the world. I don't give a fuck.
MIUWMC.
Right? Yeah, that's great.
That's what I got. That's great.
I was going to say correct and right.
That's great. That's great. That's the new Gucci.
So you guys say Gucci.
That's the new Gucci, but Scrite can get in there. Like a man who says Gucci wouldn't mind saying Scrite.
I feel like I'm a weasel on this next episode. All right, so yeah, Snapchat, MIUWMC, look it up. I'm not going to bother with fucking Instagram because I'm probably not going to ever use it really. Twitter, @MikesShit. I'm classy.
That's the best Twitter handle.
Yeah, I remember when Doug Benson, because I submitted a thing for
Douglas
Movies, thing.
That was a good game too. He used it.
Yeah, they used it. Yeah. Oh, and then he plugged my Twitter handle. He's like, I didn't know you could swear in your Twitter handle. Like, who knew? But coffee fucks me up. By the way, like literally, I'm caffeine like not good.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna mumble and say words and get dyslexic. Facebook, blah blah, look me up. Mixingup.popcast.com. No one goes there anyway. I have 10 listeners. Whatever.
I hope you don't mind.
iTunes.
I plugged Delusional Loners.
Oh, yeah, you plug your shit.
I plugged Yes Men, too.
Because
I was like, listen to the catalog.
It exists.
I was like, the catalog is still there. Listen. I'm like, and if you wanted to come back, let me know. I'll try and make it happen.
Let Mike Bennett know.
Yeah, send him to his Twitter. Actually, it's probably better to Vine at him.
Yeah, well.
What's so funny is I could say he's never going to listen to this.
That's true.
That's great, though. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all. I don't have all that shit to plug. I don't do much.
I mean, thanks for listening.
I don't thank people
for listening. I thank them for listening because, like, you left me alone at one point.
They should thank me for listening. You're welcome.
Thank
you. You're welcome for listening.
All right, so that's all. Yay!
Woo! Woo!
All right, great.